From the Land-Grant University in Urbana-Champaign, Illinois, this is the Closing Market Report. It's the 20th day of October, 2008. I'm Todd Gleason. In a few moments, we'll talk about the commodity markets with Kurt Kimmel. He's the senior grains analyst at Bates Commodities in Normal, Illinois. And later in the half hour, we'll discuss the cash grain market with the folks at the Andersons right here in Champaign County. Along the way, I'll ask you to pledge your financial support to the University of Illinois for bringing you this ag programming. More on that later. And we'll hear from U of I Extension Dairy Specialist Mike Hutchins. He has some insight about why Chinese milk was tainted with melamine and how U.S. safeguards already in place protect against such heinous acts here in the United States. And don't forget, in just 26 minutes, we'll check in with the folks at Chesapeake Energy to discuss the global agricultural weather forecast. And it all happens right here on this Monday edition of the Closing Market Report. The Closing Market Report is a production of WILL, that's public radio from the Urbana-Champaign campus of the University of Illinois.
The Closing Market Report is made possible in part by a grant from Paul Cooley of ADM Investor Services in Oakland, Illinois, a full-service commodities firm with two toll-free lines. In Illinois, 800-252-2013. In Indiana, 800-637-3123. Or email to Cooley at admworld.com.
In Chicago, on this Monday afternoon, futures finished the day like this. December wheat in the nearby contract at 563.5, 2.75 lower. The March down 2.75 as well at 583.75. And May wheat down 3 cents at $5.97.25. And then we turn green. Corn futures up 15.5 cents today. 418.5. The March at 436.25, up 15.75. And the May corn at 448, up 16.25. July contract $4.59, up 16 cents. November soybeans at $9.29, up 35. January at 940.75, 34 higher. And the March beans at 950.5, up 33.75. May contract 960, up 34 for the day. December bean meal 266.50, up $8.30. January at 268.10, up $8.30 as well. December bean oil on the day 37.61, 211 higher. January at 38.11, up 210. October live cattle $90.82.5, down 22.5. December at 92.07.5, down 47.5. October feeders at 98.65, up 25 cents. And December lean hogs just a nickel lower today at 56.25. If you haven't dialed in yet, dial this number now, 217-244-9455. Pledge your financial support to the radio stations that bring you agricultural programming, and specifically, you're listening to the Closing Market Report from the Urbana-Champaign campus of the University of Illinois. Here's what the futures markets look like on the outside. Ethanol is trading now at $1.77.09. That's 5 cents higher. November crude oil at $75.25, 3.40 higher for the day. Natural gas at $6.77.5. That's down a tenth. November RBOB gasoline at $1.71.9, up 5.3. November heating oil at $2.21 is 8 cents higher. November propane is at 90 cents and 2 tenths. That's up 9 2/10 of a cent. And the gold futures are trading at 787.60, up $2.50. The Dow Jones Industrial Average has rallied just about 222 points at this hour to 9,074. The dollar is up as well, 0.57 at 83.12, and the CRB index now at 282.56 is up 0.42 on the afternoon. You're listening to the Closing Market Report from the University of Illinois, WILL AM 580. Our own chief meteorologist here says tonight in northern Illinois, skies should clear out. In northern Indiana and in central Illinois, it'll stay a bit cloudy. There could be a few scattered showers early, and then it'll clear off. In central Indiana and the south, mostly cloudy, a chance of a few slightly scattered showers. Lows will range from 33 in the far northwestern parts of Illinois to 48 in the far south. Tomorrow in northeastern Illinois, northwestern Indiana, a mix of clouds, some sunshine, a bit of showers near Lake Michigan. Elsewhere, mostly sunny. Highs will range from 52 in northeastern Indiana to 68 in the far southern part of Illinois. Ed says the extended forecast will call for damp and cool weather to arrive later this week. Widespread rain likely Thursday and into Friday of this week.
Todd Gleason's services are made available to WILL by University of Illinois Extension.
WILL programs are made possible by the iCorn.com Seeds of Knowledge Video Scholarship Contest. Farmers nominate students who make a 90-second video and compete for a share of $30,000 in college scholarships from iCorn.com. More information is available online at iCorn.com.
Well, you're listening to the Closing Market Report. It's a Monday afternoon, and I want to update you before we get to what's been happening in the world of the agricultural futures when we talk with Kurt Kimmel with Bates Commodities and what's been happening here. Of course, we're in the middle of Pledge Drive. That's Fund Drive for the public radio station that brings this programming to you on all of these radio stations. And today, things have been moving along swiftly. In the last 30 minutes or so, we've had 3 to 4 calls on our way to 17, actually on our way to 20, so we have 17 more to raise to meet a challenge that we're in the middle of. We need about an extra $1,000 from a few folks here that have said, hey, if we get 20 more calls, actually they said 60, but if we get 20, we'll get another $1,000 out of that. And we would like to thank a few folks. Don Timmerman of Hampshire called in, Tim Tabbert of Oxford, Indiana. He actually works for Pioneer, so if you work for Pioneer, you might call in and see if you can challenge Tim just a bit. He called in support of this radio station. Marsha Bergmeyer out of Fairmont. She's of the Moore Family Farms. I'm going to guess that's one of our former employees, Carrie Moore, who was director of ag programming here at the radio station for a while. And then we had one farmer, and this one is really nice. We had one farmer that called in and said he was going to pledge today's profits. Boy, I hope he's moving quickly in the field today, and there's a lot of grain coming out of his bins, and that that profit will come right here to this radio station. You can do that, too. Call us at 217-244-9455. Let me repeat the number, and you can call it while we're talking with Kurt Kimmel. 217-244-9455. Kurt is on the line from Bates Commodities. Hi, Kurt. How are you today?
Good. Thank you, Todd.
Hey, profits from the day. That'll be all right, won't it?
Boy, as long as they move real fast.
Well, I hope he has a couple of combines in that case. What do you think?
And no breakdowns either.
Yeah, and no breakdowns. So tell me about this marketplace. We finally turned a corner, it appears.
Yeah, started the week here on a positive note. The fear or concern may be up Monday down Tuesday, so it might not be such a bad idea to give back a little bit of this tomorrow if we can just find support to pull back and keep the momentum up. But yeah, since last week, we're moving along here. The outside markets are higher, starting to see some export interests surface, and we're seeing some renewed buying interest from the commodity funds. So we had everything hitting in all cylinders today. So timing's right. The decline's been oversold in here, so we're due to try to get these markets to move higher here for the next month or two, Todd.
What's important here? Are we talking about the fundamentals of the market, or does it seem that they're believing that maybe the credit crisis itself has bottomed, if not the economy?
All of the above. Fundamentally, we're seeing demand surface here, take advantage of this price break. We're seeing producers, for the most part, sort of sit on the grain. They're harvesting, fill up the bins. We're seeing that this harvest is probably going to be spread out enough that we're not going to see a whole lot of harvest pressure take place in here. So fundamentally, you know, we've got enough positive news to maybe get this market in a position where we could retrace the $2.50 break in corn and this $5 break we've seen in beans here over the last month. But the credit crunch crisis concern will be a concern as we move down the road, but that type of concern is going to be real fundamentally bullish for 09 corn. As everyone's well aware of, with prepaying some of these input costs and looking at the prices that we're being charged to put the 09 crop in, where the market's at, it's really deterred some of this buying interest. That being said, too, we're going to see probably a cat and mouse game as far as what's going to happen this winter as far as farm ground opening up. As we push the pencil, we're seeing that some of these guys are sort of maybe backing away from some of this higher cash rent, and that's going to free up some ground. Then, two, we're seeing some producers just scared to death to go into the banker with the fear of this credit crunch, not be able to show a profitable 2009 crop at the present time, Todd.
I'm taking a look at the December chart. You think futures there can manage to rally up towards that gap? What is it, about 448 or thereabouts?
Well, we'll take one step at a time, but yeah, there is a gap there close to that 450 area. Just doing simple retracements back to the late August highs there, 38% would project 469, 470. So, yeah, step one's the gap at the 450 area. Step two would be 469, and use those benchmarks here over the next few weeks.
Hey, just a second. I want to turn things over to Dave Dickey, who's the Director of Ag Programming. We'll continue to talk with you, but I think he's got some updates on how we're doing on our fund drive here. Just a couple of days left, today and tomorrow, Dave, on our fund drive, and they need to call right now if they're going to get in on this and help support Ag Programming on all of these radio stations at 217-244-9455. You've got an update for us?
14 calls to go to meet the challenge from Bates Commodities, including Kurt Kimmel, Risk Management Commodities, AgriGold Hybrids, and the Andersons. $1,000 on the table when we hear from, I believe it's 60 people, but 14 calls to go. And a big tip of the hat to Steve Degler of Mattoon, who is calling in support of agriculture, as well as Ed Kieser's weather forecast, Todd.
All right. Thank you very much, Steve. We'll talk with Dave here in a few more minutes, but we want to turn back to Kurt Kimmel, who's on the line. By the way, Kurt, thanks for your support here at the radio station on air and financially. We appreciate that. Tell me about the soybean market.
Beans found a little boost from the outside markets, particularly crude oil, and we saw some renewed buying interest even in the world vegetable oil market. So we've got the beans in an upward mode on some renewed interest there. Also, too, like the corn market, the beans have sort of made a turn here, is now in a position to put in some retracement levels back to the upside. So we target the near-term price of $10.35 as an objective in the November beans here over the next month or two.
Kurt, we appreciate you being with us for the day.
Very good.
Thanks much. Kurt Kimmel is with Bates Commodities out of Normal, Illinois, and I know he urges you to dial this number now, 217-244-9455, in support of agricultural programming on all of these radio stations.
Agricultural programming is made possible by Lernard Seed Service, an independent dealer providing DeKalb and Asgrow seed products, including Asgrow's new Roundup Ready 2-yield soybeans. Lernard Seed Service provides services to help customers in East Central Illinois maximize profits. 217-497-2270.
You're listening to the Closing Market Report. It is a production of WILL from the Urbana-Champaign campus of the University of Illinois.
Hi, this is Dave Dickey urging you to call at 217-244-9455 in support of the Closing Market Report. Make this program a productive partner for you, your local radio station, and the farming community. Remember, the Closing Market Report is a production of public radio from the University of Illinois, where one out of every three of our operating dollars is contributed by our listeners. Have you made your financial contribution yet? If not, start right now by dialing 217-244-9455. And thank you for being a productive partner.
Hey, thanks, Dave. Dave Dickey is Director of Agricultural Programming at WILL. That's public radio for the farming world. And because it is public radio, as Dave Dickey said, we depend on you for, well, one out of every $3 that we operate on right here at this public radio station on the Urbana-Champaign campus of the University of Illinois, the Land-Grant University. It's a partnership between the public radio stations, the university, the state, the federal government, you, and this radio station. Please give now if you can. The number to call is 217-244-9455. Dave Dickey and I always think a $100 bill is good, but let's up it to $120 this fall. $240 if you can manage it. $180 would be great. $200, $400, $500, $600, you name the bid. We're here. We're available right now at 217-244-9455. It's quick, it's simple, and it's easy to do. Just dial the number on your cell phone, have your MasterCard, Visa, American Express, or just tell them you're going to write a check and pledge your support to the ag programming. Make sure that you tell those volunteers that answer the phones, or if you go to the website at willag.org and pledge your support by hitting that light bulb, which radio station you're listening to, and most importantly, that it's in support of the ag programming at 217-244-9455. Up next, no doubt you have already heard that the Chinese milk supplies have been tainted with a product called melamine. I'll tell you why the milk may have been spiked with that additive and how U.S. regulations protect consumers in this nation against such unscrupulous acts. We've all seen the news stories and read about thousands of babies in China being made ill by milk or formula tainted with melamine. Melamine is a resin manufactured by mixing urea, that's a source of nitrogen, with formaldehyde under heat and pressure. The important part here is the nitrogen. It shows up as protein in foodstuffs, and that's probably the reason the milk was spiked with melamine. As the price of feed for dairy cows skyrocketed last spring, it's quite likely Chinese producers tried to save money by using a lower quality feed. That would show up in the milk supply. The milk would have a lower protein content. It is possible to feed melamine to cows, but it's more likely it was simply used to spike the milk, says University of Illinois dairy specialist Mike Hutchins.
Yeah, in fact, I believe that they're adding it to the milk product. In other words, not feeding it to the cow. It's not a feed additive. It's not a feed product. It's just being added to the milk to make it look higher in protein quality and extend, obviously, the volume of milk that they have. So it's one way to get around the system to maintain a higher protein content while at the same time increasing volume.
It is not something Hutchins says could happen in the domestically produced U.S. milk supply. There are too many safeguards already in place.
Well, we shouldn't have a problem. Really, the take-home message for my consumers are, number one, we've really got extremely high safeguards and quality control standards. It's not going to happen here in the U.S. because that milk is checked every day for a number of properties, including pesticides, herbicides, antibiotics, and foreign products like we're talking about here.
Imports from China are a much bigger concern. Things like cakes and cookies and all types of bakery goods manufactured in China with the tainted milk. It is a perfect example, says Mike Hutchins, of why COOL, the newly implemented U.S. country of origin labeling law, will be useful to consumers. For University of Illinois Extension, I'm Todd Gleason.
The Closing Market Report is made possible by AgriGold Hybrids, funding agricultural programming as an additional service to the many AgriGold customers in the AM580 listening area. AgriGold, the corn specialists. More information is at AgriGold.com or at 800-262-7333.
Good afternoon, everyone. This is Dave Dickey. If you've been listening to us for the last several days on the Closing Market Report and wondering what we're doing with this thing called the pledge period, you might be thinking, boy, that is some cattywampus way of doing business, because what we do is we produce programs and then we hope that you find them valuable and that you will support them. The AM580 agricultural model operates on a nonprofit basis, and it places our programming ahead of profitability. But the truth of the matter is, it's really still all about money. We have the same kind of expenditures as commercial stations, electricity, equipment, qualified staff members to run the station. But instead of selling minutes as commercials, we rely on listeners like you to help us to pay for the bills. Won't you call us now at 217-244-9455 today with your pledge of financial support? Join Dan Burroughs, who called in his support today. Scott Binder calling in today. Also, thank you to him. Bill Gallagher calling in from Bement today. Pine Farms calling in from the tractor where they are combining corn. Earlier, we heard from Steve Degler. He called in from Mattoon. Also, to support us with his contribution. Every one of these phone calls add up and will help us to make a challenge by Bates Commodities, Risk Management Commodities, Agrigold Hybrids, and the Andersons. They'll give us $1,000 when we hear from just 9 more people this afternoon. Terry Kane, thank you to him, calling in from Kane Farms in Darlington, Indiana. Todd, they're calling in from everywhere. 217-244-9455 is the number to call right now.
You're listening to the Closing Market Report. I'm Todd Gleason. Dave Dickey is on hand in studio. 217-244-9455 is the number. He's been urging you to call this afternoon in support of ag programming here at this radio station and all our affiliate radio stations around the state. We'd love to hear from folks in Kewaunee listening to WKEI or WGFA out of Watsika and Hoopston with WHPO. If you're listening to one of those radio stations, WTIM in Taylorville, WHOW, please give us a call at 217-244-9455. This afternoon on the line with us to talk about the cash grain market is Greg Johnson of the Andersons. At least I think that's who I had answer the phone out there. Is that right?
That's right, Todd.
Oh, good. I couldn't remember. I got into some other things, Greg, and I just couldn't recall who I had got on the phone. So tell me about what's happening there at the Andersons, and are you going to have to put a pile up this year?
I think we are. We're a month late, but we are planning on putting corn on the ground, maybe starting as soon as next week after the rain comes through this week or towards the end of the week. Like I say, corn harvest is just a month late. Talking to farmers, some of them were done last year at this time, and they're just now getting started. So we estimate right here in our area corn to be about 25% done, 20-25% done, beans maybe 65% done. And you know, we were obviously much further along last year. So when the corn really starts hitting next week, after we get the beans done this week, we expect to start piling corn next week.
If you could, because we have many new listeners, new radio stations that have joined us, tell them a little bit about the Andersons here in Champaign County.
Well, we're a terminal elevator. We take in grain by truck, load out by rail. We handle about 30 million bushels a year. We have storage for about 12 million, which the last few years has not been enough. We've been piling 2 to 3 to last year, 4 million bushels of corn on the ground, in addition to having the 12 million bushels of covered space filled up. So it looks again to be another good crop year. Although with corn acres down nationwide, it looks like the commercial storage space should be a little bit better. We shouldn't have to have as many piles on the ground. Although there will still be some piles on the ground.
In general, you're thinking that the corn market, the bean market, is just about ready to turn the corner here and move higher.
With the caveat that assuming the overall economy does not suffer another blip and another seizure, if the economy is okay and banks are willing to lend money, yes, I would say then maybe we've seen a bottom and can bounce a little bit. But I don't know that we're completely out of the woods yet, but I certainly hope so.
And then tell me about the basis. Is it going to follow pretty closely, or because you're starting to get into the heart of harvest, will you widen out?
Yeah, it very well could temporarily. I could see that. The corn and bean yields have both been good. And with corn harvest really getting rolling next week, it wouldn't surprise me to see the corn basis temporarily weaken for a week or two. But we've seen the corn basis improve about 5 to 10 cents at the Gulf over the last couple of weeks. Bean basis has declined by 5 to 10 cents over the last 2 weeks. But I think once we get the harvest, get past the next 10 days to 2 weeks, we should see corn basis and bean basis both start to improve. But we've got to get through the next 2 weeks first.
Greg, we appreciate you taking the time with us today.
Thanks, Todd.
Greg Johnson is with the Andersons right here in Champaign County. Somebody from that office, that grain elevator, joins us on the Closing Market Report. Happens each and every Monday afternoon.
Agricultural programming is made possible by Farm Credit Services of Illinois. Farm Credit Services of Illinois has been providing for farmers' credit and insurance needs for over 90 years, including real estate, operating and machinery loans, crop and life insurance protection, and programs for young and beginning farmers.
You're listening to the Closing Market Report. I'm Todd Gleason. Time now to pick up a phone and dial this number, 217-244-9455. That's 217-9455. Usually at this time, we're listening to the newscast. But I want to take just a bit of a moment to talk to you about the agricultural programming here and why we think it's so very important that you support this radio station, WILL, and the public service that it does across the states of Illinois and Indiana. About two-thirds of Illinois and Indiana are covered by the signal here, and we know we have listeners as far north nearly as Madison, Wisconsin, as far south as Louisville, Kentucky, all the way through Indianapolis, Indiana, and then to the west. We move off just a bit because, well, the program is, the signal doesn't quite move that way, but we're working on that in hopes that we have more listeners in those areas by providing this service to other commercial radio stations. But those of you who have been with us for a while know that WILL covers agriculture probably as well as anybody else on the air, and it's part and parcel because of all of the analysts that join us. Everybody is here to move forward through the marketing programs that you have, and the numbers make a big difference to you. I hope they do, and if they do, dial now this number, 217-244-9455. That's 217-244-9455. Dave Dickey is here with a quick update of how we're doing.
9 phone calls to go to meet our challenge there, Todd. And Jay Pierce just hands me and says it's now down to 8. Robert Buzz, I might be not saying his name right, but Gibson City, also contributing to the challenge this afternoon. We thank him for that. 217-244-9455 is the number to call.
Agricultural programming is made possible by Stuart Peterson. For over 20 years, Stuart Peterson has helped farmers manage both marketing opportunities and risks through their analysis, advice, and action. Stuart Peterson, confidence like never before. More information is available at www.stuart-peterson.com.
What happens when you give the people the information they need? Well, if you're in agriculture, they're able to make timely and excellent marketing decisions that affect their bottom line and their profitability. And we try to do that with a number of ways, including our all-day Ag Outlook meeting, our Outlook meetings in the evening, our agricultural e-letter, where 2,600 of you have decided that that is a way to get valuable information sent to you into your Ag e-box. If you believe that the services that we provide are valuable to you, now is the time to call. 217-244-9455 is the number to call. It only takes a moment. We accept Visa, MasterCard, Discover, and American Express card. 7 phone calls to go, Todd, to meet the challenge.
Indeed, and I hope you dial this number now, 217-244-9455. Josh Darr is on the line with us this afternoon from Chesapeake Energy to take up the agricultural weather forecast. Is somebody from his office is each and every Monday afternoon. Hi, Josh.
Morning or good afternoon already.
Morning.
Wow.
Boy, it must be a busy it must be busy for you there, man.
I'll tell you what, we've been in the clouds here almost all day with the rains, the light rain system moving through here, Chicago. I know it's still cloudy down there, but it's drizzling, kind of a, you know, one of those gloomy days outside.
You're up on the 22nd floor of the Boeing building, is that right?
That's right. That's right.
Yeah, that's a beautiful view. You can see a long ways on a good day, but not so far.
Hancock is obscured today in rain and clouds. So.
Yeah, well, tell me about rainfall, how much we're going to get here, and who's getting it right now, and then we've got another system that looks like it might be a soaker later in the week.
Yeah, that's right, Todd. This event coming through, this is just a kind of a weak front coming through. You're going to pick up isolated amounts up to a quarter of an inch. It's a rather quick mover. Down there in Champaign, you should see rainfall starting around dinner time, and it'll be done before you go to bed if you watch the Leno show. So so that's a quick mover. The big event, though, is this cutoff low-pressure system that's going to develop across the plains on Wednesday and Thursday and then move ever so slowly to the east and move across Illinois Friday and Saturday. That brings a rather inclement weekend upcoming, but it's a slow event, and it's going to be not the heaviest producer we've seen here in the past couple months, but really totals around Illinois, half an inch up to 1.5 inches could be expected. Most all areas will get coverage on this event. The slow mover, so it's not, we don't have a hurricane infusing moisture into the system like we've had with several of the past events over the past 2 months, but it's just a classic cutoff low pressure system, which you get in the autumn as the circulation starts to spin up towards winter time.
So. Yeah, so it should slow down harvest, but probably not stop it altogether.
Exactly,
then.
Exactly.
Well, okay, thanks much, Josh.
All right, thanks, Todd.
You too. Josh Dar is with Chesapeake Energy in Chicago, Illinois. Joins us here on the Closing Market Report. I'm Todd Gleason. One final check with Dave Dickey. And where do we stand, Dave?
Six phone calls to go to meet the challenge from Bates Commodities, AgriGold Hybrids, Risk Management Commodities, and the Andersons. $1,000 on the table for the next quick six fastest dialers. That'd be five people plus you at 217-244-9455. Our thanks to the latest quickest dialer, Jeff Chambliss. He's from Hinsboro. You can also join this afternoon. 217-244-9455. Join the people that say yes to WILL Agriculture.
Thanks much. I'm Todd Gleason. You have a good day.